Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burhell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lou Burdett. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Landrum is called out on strikes. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gibbon, and towards Mazeroski, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clemente hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stargell hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clemens hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Burhell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burhell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burdett hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Landrum moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Beckert moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is hit by the pitch. Landrum scores. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams scores. Banks moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Clemens moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Del Crandall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gibbon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Crandall moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Crandall moves to third. Two outs. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Verdun is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdun hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Burdett reaches second base with a double. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burdett moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clendenon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clemens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Crandall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Virgil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. Crandall moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crandall scores. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bailey scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clendenon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clendenon hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Clendenon reaches second base with a double. Clemente scores. Stargell moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Schwall now pitching. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burkell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Len Gabrielson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gabrielson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a line drive beyond first. Banks can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Rogers. The throw from Burkell and he is safe. Rogers steals second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogers moves to third. One out. Manny Mota pinch hits for Don Schwall. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mota hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's 5-4, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Mota. The throw from Burkell and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive towards the mound. McBean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Don Clendenin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Clendenin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Clendenin moves to second. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Mazeroski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Pirates. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clemens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stewart is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McBean hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Bailey. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is out, Peña applying the tag. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Verdon is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clemente is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verdon moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stargell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Landrum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.